Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 2, Elu Metziut of Bava Metzia. Mishnah Yud, continuing what we saw yesterday, certain situations you don't have to take action. Mitzoh Berefet, you find an animal in the barn, and the barner says, this barn is unlocked. There's a chance the animal could push open the door. Eino Chayev Ba, you don't have to deal with the animal. You might want to tell the owner to lock the barn. We saw cases in Bava Kama. If he didn't lock his barn and the animal gets out, he is paying for everything the animal does. Bishut Rabim Chayev Ba, if it's in the public street, you need to take action and get that animal taken care of and returned. Im Haita Beit Kvarot, if it's a cemetery, Lo Yitamela, he need not become contaminated to retrieve it. We're dealing with a Kohen. A Kohen is not supposed to go into a cemetery. Now, there's a mitzvah to return lost objects, and sometimes we say that a mitzvah asay, that means you do something, overrides a mitzvah lo tase, to not do something. But in this case of the Kohanim, they have another mitzvah asay called Kedoshim Yihyu. That's in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 21. So they have both a commandment not to get ritually contaminated, tame, and a commandment to remain in their kadosh status so they can serve in the temple. So the asay plus a lo tasay does indeed override the asay of returning a lost object. Im amar lo aviv, if his father tells him, and he's a Kohen, hitame, go to the cemetery. Osha amar lo, or he finds something and the father says, lo tachzir, keep it, don't return it. Lo yishmalo, don't listen to your parents if they're telling you to break a mitzvah in the Torah. And the Rav Bar-Nura brings the source for this. It's a scriptural concept in Leviticus Vayikra, chapter 19. Ish imo v'aviv tirau. Every person must fear and respect his father and mother. V'et shabtotai tishmuro. But also keep my Sabbath, to keep all of the mitzvot. So respecting the parents must be balanced if they are instructing him or requiring him to try to override a mitzvah in the Torah. Now, we kind of change topic a little bit, related topic, Parak Vitan, if he has loaded and unloaded an animal, Parak Vitan, and then done it again, Afilu Arba V'Chamisha B'Amim, he needs to do this even four or five times, he needs to continue doing it, helping someone load and unload their animal, because it says, Shinemar Azov Ta'azov, it says he must Azov Ta'azov, this is one of these double verb forms. Like we saw, Hashev Tishivem, you must surely return an object. It's emphatic, even if it keeps wandering away, you return it. We saw yesterday. Here it means you must continue helping your animal load and unload his animal. This is in Exodus Shemot chapter 23. Now the Mishnah turns to an exception to the mitzvah of loading and unloading someone else's animal. Holoch v'yashav lo, the owner of the animal just went and sat on the bench, the Amar, and he says, Ha'il v'alecha mitzvah, yeah, you've got a mitzvah to do it. So if you want to unload it, go ahead and unload it. I'm just going to sit here. Putter. You don't have to unload the animal. Shnemar, because the Torah actually says, Imo. Tazov is of Imo. You have to do it with him. So if he's not willing to help himself, you don't need to be willing to help him. That's what the Torah states. It's Baruch Hashem. It's a very important lesson. Im hayazok in ochole, if he's elderly or he's sick, has a disability, chayev, then even if he's not able physically to help, you still need to help load or unload this animal. And the Mishnah adds, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok. There's a biblical requirement to unload an animal, of a lo liton, but not to load an animal. They're both mentioned in the Torah, but to load an animal, you don't really have to. Rabbi Shimon Omer off liton. Rabbi Shimon says there's even a mitzvah in the Torah to help somebody else load up his animal. Rabbi Yosi Galili Omer im haya olav yeter almaso. If somebody's overloaded his animal, there's too much on this animal. We had a case in Bava Kama, a camel carrying a ton of flax walking by a Hanukkah menorah. There's too much flax on that camel. Ein zokoklo, you don't actually have to help unload this animal that was, you know, negligently overloaded. Shinemar tachat masau. Masau sheyacholamo. Masau means his burden, a burden appropriate for this particular animal. If it's been negligently overloaded, technically you don't have to help. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf 32, Lev, Lamed Beis, Lev is the heart of Bava Metzia. It has this amazing discussion, is the mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim, that we do not allow harm and pain to come to animals unless absolutely necessary. Is this a biblical commandment, a biblical requirement, or is it just a good idea, or is it a rabbinical requirement? And our sages bring proofs back and forth. And one of the amazing proofs they bring, it's towards the bottom of Bava Metzia 32b in the Gemara, they say, if you see a friend with an animal that needs unloading, and you see an enemy who wants your help to load the animal, who do you help first? You actually help the enemy first. So they say maybe that's a proof that Tzar Balei Chayim is not deraita, not a biblical requirement. They say no, because even if it is a biblical requirement, you have a mitzvah to conquer your evil inclination, to allow yourself to make peace with an enemy, someone there's an argument with. If there's an opportunity to make peace, that's an extremely important concept, even if it's competing with other biblical concepts. So in Elul, this is a very important thing, to try to make peace between people. We shouldn't have to have donkeys and camels falling on the road to have the opportunity. We should be able to, God willing, make peace with all of our friends and enemies. The Mishnah Yud Aleph continues this theme of priorities in returning in mitzvot. Aveda to, his own lost object, the Avedat Aviv, and his father's lost object. So which one should he get first? Aveda to kodemet, his own lost object takes precedence. You can get that first. Aveda to the Avedat Rabo, his lost object or his Rebbe's lost object, shelo kodemet. He can get his own first. Avedat Aviv, Avedat Rabo, what about his father compared to his Rebbe, his teacher? Shel Rabo kodemet, he should go and retrieve the lost item for his Rebbe first. Shaviv Havi Olam Hazeh, his father has brought him into this world. V'rabo Shalimdu Chochma, but a Rebbe, a teacher, who instructs him in wisdom and how to live life as into the fullest, Meviu L'Chai Olam Haba. That brings him even to the next world. Once he has Torah and mitzvot, he's earning his place in the world to come. The Mefarshim explained this might refer to a Rebbe Muvhak, a sage who's taught him most of what he knows and the basic concepts of life. And the Mishnah goes on, Im Aviv Chacham, if his father is also a sage, has also taught him some Torah, Shel Aviv Kodemet. Then his father comes first, because obviously the father is bringing him into this world and helping him into the next world in Torah and Mitzvot. Haya Aviv V'Rabo Nosim Masui, if his father and his Rebbe are carrying a burden on their shoulders, Mniach et shel Rabo, help his Rebbe take off the burden first. V'achar kach mniach et shel Aviv, and then help your father. Haya Aviv V'Rabo B'Veit Hashevi, if his father and his Rebbe are imprisoned, they're captured. We mentioned back in Yevamot and Kedushin, the non-Jews used to capture people and ransom them. Some pirates still do this to this day. Pode, God forbid, Hashem should help us from them and return all of our captives. Pode et Rabo, you should pay the money and buy back the Rebbe. Acher kach pode et Aviv, and then afterwards redeem the father. For the same logic we discussed above, im haya Aviv chacham pode et Aviv. If his father is a sage, redeem the sage. Acher kach pode et Rabo, and then get the money together to also redeem the Rebbe, God willing, in the zchut of our learning this Torah, learning Nezikin, Hashem should prevent Nezik, damage from Klal Yisrael, return all of our captives, and give Hatzlacha Rabbah to all of our soldiers. Tizkulu Mitzvot.